president says his plan isn't finished. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. He's visiting a union hall in Philadelphia, continuing to tout progress for the economy.
As I become president, we've created 8.7 million new jobs in 16 months, an all-time record.
While accusing opponents in Congress of trying to stop his plan to bring down costs for families, Republicans argue his plans are helping to fuel inflation, which remains high in the latest report.
Prices at the wholesale level are still rising, but not at the dramatic pace of earlier this year. The producer price index rose 0.8% in May, up 0.5% excluding food and energy. And for the year ending in May, the PPI rose 10.8%. It's an improvement over inflation of more than 11%, though inflation at the wholesale level remains the highest in 40 years.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Gas prices fueling much of the increase. Right now, the Dow's down 158 points, but the Nasdaq's higher. It's dangerously hot in many parts of the U.S.
It'll hit the upper 90s from the Twin Cities to West Virginia to Birmingham, with well above average to record-breaking temps across much of the country.
That's over 102 million people affected, which is about 31% of the United States population.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service, with record high temps expected through Wednesday, and with power crews across the upper Midwest working to restore air conditioning for thousands from Monday night storms that knocked down trees and power lines.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Happy the elephant is not a person. That bottom line from New York's highest court rejecting an effort to free Happy from the Bronx Zoo with a habeas corpus proceeding challenging illegal confinement. The 5-2 ruling says that is intended to protect the liberty of humans. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A missing persons case becomes a homicide investigation in Florida, where Irene Lanning Zanetti was reported missing in late May.
We're confident that that Irene is deceased, and obviously we're looking for her remains to get them home to her family members.
Broward County Sheriff's Captain Jonathan Brown, as investigators point to inconsistencies from Zanetti's husband, Ian Lanning, who's in custody and charged with murder. Lanning telling investigators he hasn't seen his wife since a week before her disappearance. A government advisory panel is meeting today to decide whether to recommend a Moderna COVID vaccine for kids ages 6 to 17. So far, that age group only has the option for a Pfizer shot. Tomorrow, the same FDA panel meets to consider shots from both companies for kids under age 5. Communities bordering Yellowstone National Park are isolated, tourists stranded after record flooding knocked out roads and bridges in Wyoming and Montana, forcing the closure of all park entrances. No injuries reported, but it's not clear when they can reopen. Tennis great Serena Williams will play at Wimbledon after all this year, just getting a spot for the tournament later this month. The 23-time Grand Slam singles champ hasn't played professionally since last year at Wimbledon.
Out of tennis for the last year since she slipped and fell and had to retire from a first-round match with a leg injury, Serena's world ranking has dropped to number 1,208. She'll compete in Wimbledon as a wildcard entry. Tournament begins June 27th. In an Instagram post Tuesday, Serena shared a photo of her feet in white Nike sneakers with the caption SW and SW19. It's a date, 2022. See you there. SW her initials, SW19, the postal code for the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club, home of the Wimbledon Championships.
Fox's Jared Max. Oil prices getting back over $123 a barrel. Right now they're at $122 as gas prices tick up to another record. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.